Mr. Cousteau was a member of the Parisian Spiritist Society and was buried on September 12, 1863, in a common grave in Montmartre Cemetery. He was a man of heart whom Spiritism had led back to God. His faith in God was complete, sincere, and profound. He was a simple street repairer and practiced charity in thought, word, and deed, in keeping with frail resources at his disposal. For in spite of such restrictive means, he found ways to help those who had he did. If the society did not acquire a private tomb for him, it was because it seemed more important to him that such money be put to better use in benefit of the living than in vain satisfaction of self-centeredness. Besides, we Spiritists know better than anyone else that a common grave is a doorway to heaven as much as any expensive mausoleum. 3 days later, Cousteau's spirit was evoked in a private group and dictated the following message through a different medium.
Death is life. I am doing nothing more than repeating what has already been stated. But for you, there is no other expression than this one, in spite of what the materialists believe, those who prefer to remain blind. Oh, my friends, what a beautiful spectacle it is to see the banners of Spiritism waving upon the earth. Spiritism is a profound, immense science about which you have only spoken the first few words, and what light it brings to men of goodwill. Those who, having broken the terrible chains of pride, loudly proclaim their belief in God. People, pray and give thanks for all such benefits. Poor humanity, ah, if only it were given to you to comprehend. But no, the time has not yet come in which the Lord's mercy shall extend itself to all men so that they might recognize the divine will and submit to it. It is through your luminous rays, O blessed Spiritist science, that they will arrive at an understanding. It is to your beneficial rays that they will come to heat their hearts in the divine fire, the bearer of faith and consolation. It is into your life-giving rays that the master and worker will join together and become one, for they will finally understand that fraternal charity proclaimed by the divine Messiah. Oh, my brothers, think about the immense joy to which have been the first initiates in the work of regeneration. Honor is yours, my friends. Carry on, and someday, like myself, you will arrive at the homeland of spirits and exclaim, "Death is life." Well, it is more like a dream, a sort of nightmare that lasts only a minute, and from which we awaken to find ourselves surrounded by friends who congratulate us and who are joyful at being able to embrace us. So great was my happiness that I could not understand why God had granted me such grace, considering how little I had done. It seemed like it was a dream, and since I often had dreamed that I was dead, for a few instants I trembled at having to return to my disgraceful body. However, it didn't take long for me to grasp the reality of the situation and render thanks to God. I blessed the teacher who had known so well how to awaken me to the duties of those who believe in the future life. Yes, I blessed him and thanked him because the Spirit's book awakened within my soul the bonds of love for my Creator. Thank you, my good friends, for having brought me into your group. Please tell our brothers that I am often with our friend Sanson. Goodbye, have courage, victory awaits you. Happy are they who have taken part in the combat.
Since then, Mr. Cousteau has manifested quite often, either at the Society or at other meetings, where he has always given evidence of that elevation of thought that characterizes advanced spirits.